This is Louis Navaliers, Thursday, August 13th. Okay, folks, I'll be honest with you. The last couple of days, the market's been a little bit too strong. Today, we have continued strength in a lot of the AI-related stocks. The shipping stocks are doing very well. And it's truly wonderful, but it appears a lot of this is short covering, okay? I just want you to be aware of that. And I do want you to know we are in thin market conditions now, and it'll get worse. Obviously, we had the PPI come out today, much better than expected. It was unchanged. The core rate was lower than the economists expected. And wholesale service costs fell 0.7%. Goods costs rose 0.2%. The only bad details, some of the PCE components might go up. People think the Fed has to raise rates. But market rates are coming down, but it doesn't bite market rates. So it looks pretty good for no Fed rate hike. Now, we're going to learn more about the Fed at Jackson Hole. That's their big deal every year, and it's an international event. All the central bankers from all over the world go to Jackson Hole. So that'll be very interesting. Of course, the reporters love it because they get to go there and mingle and all that good stuff. This is still August, so I do want to caution you on that, okay? And I think the best time to invest, if you have money to deploy, is the last week of September. I'm going to run out of earnings here soon. I still have NVIDIA, which is going to be wonderful. And I still have Micron, which will, of course, be incredible. But earnings are going to start to dry up here, okay? So what's happened this earnings announcement season is the S&P 500's earnings are up almost 50%. They will be up over 50 after NVIDIA announces. And this is just stunning. Yardini had some great charts that show they were only up 19 last quarter. Now we're pushing 50. So the acceleration in earnings is just unreal. Forecasted GDP growth remains at 5.8% for the third quarter. Stunning. That's from the Atlanta Fed. So enjoy it. Now we're going to have retail sales tomorrow. I'm sure they'll be good, but we can nitpick that and go through that. We don't have retailers in our portfolio, so we'll see how that all shakes out. But I do want you to pinch yourself. If you've learned anything after the July sell-off from that situational awareness hedge fund blowing up, is good stocks bounce, okay? And that's what we have. And our average stock is over 100% earnings growth, more than double the S&P. So enjoy the ride, everybody. It's really stunning. I hope you're having fun. I hope you, if you're on vacation, you're having a great vacation as well. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. And if the retail sales report is significant tomorrow, I'll update the podcast. Take care.